Global trade is rapidly expanding, and a lot of plants and animals are along for the ride. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. The boom in global trade means more countries are sending and receiving more goods across national borders and across the oceans. Sometimes plants and animals ride along in the cargo and get dumped out in new environments. If they become established, they're transformed from mere stowaways into invasive organisms, and they can wreak havoc on native ecosystems. Chris Costello is a natural resources economist at the University of California at Santa Barbara. He says the spread of invasive species is tied to the steady increase in the amount of global trade and the number of trading partners.
As we trade with more and more partners, and as goods are traded from one place to another, and finally to their last destination, then the likelihood of picking up new species is dramatically increased.
Seeds, insects, and microorganisms are sometimes hidden in dry cargo, and all kinds of plants and animals travel in the ballast water of ships. Costello says a recent study found that the United States loses $100 billion per year to damage caused by invasive species or to money spent dealing with them. Costello says restrictions on trade are not necessarily the best approach to stopping these invasions.
You can't just think of blocking trade as having no cost, because it has a really important and potentially large economic cost.
Costello says a combination of approaches might be the best way to fight invasive species. He says measures might include more thorough inspection at ports, programs to monitor problem species, and restrictions on trade in special circumstances. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.